Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Fairy Flight. For this file, it will help a lot if you're laying down or in a very comfortable position, because you're about to dream. It won't take very long at all for you to just drop into my voice, to enjoy the warm feeling and pleasant glows of listening. This is sort of a fantasy, a dream, an adventure that you will go on. So just for you, I'm going to count you down. And every count makes you a bit more sleepy and more curious as to what the dream will be. In this file, by the way, I want you to use your imagination as well. I will be just a guide, but you will be the one flying around. 10. You can already feel that blissful feeling of wanting to glide deep. 9. As your mind relaxes more and more. 8. Because it doesn't have to think at all, it can just listen and enjoy. 7. Your imagination will fill in all the gaps. 6. As you sink deeper and deeper into wonderful trance. 5. Now is the time you start to drop deeper. 4. As you become so relaxed. 3. Just waiting for the dream to start. 2. It's almost as if you're drifting away from your body. 1. And your body just drops away from you. Your mind flutters just slightly above your body and then goes outside. It is like you're no more than a dot of light, with invisible wings and a frail body like a fairy, gliding, flying. The beauty of it is that you instinctively know how all of this works. You can simply look at a place and go there, and you fly to it so easy. And by now you'll have realized that you're not that tall. In fact, you are quite small, even smaller then your hand is long. Once you land on the ground, you look up and everything is enormous. The scale of everything seems bizarre and beautiful at the same time. And you accept more and more that you've become tiny fairy about to explore the world. Looking around you at all these familiar things. Giants that are people. Mountains. And then, of course, the trees. Fairies do feel more at home among the green. Now, of course, you could easily fly up and be high above everything. But it's also fun to fly low and see all these things from a new perspective. To glide around and flutter. Drifting, playing. Houses, walls, bushes and trees. You can find them all. And you start to notice as you fly around that you've become more aware of things that are close to your size. Your scale of perception has shrunk just as you have. Birds are suddenly just as big as you are, but they pose no threat. Every animal instinctively likes you. And if you want, you can just jump on a bird's back and let them fly you. The color of their feathers just moving in the air. Your awareness is increasing as well. You become more aware of all the little details normally hidden from sight. You can spot little holes that mice would crawl through. You notice little piles of dirt where moles dig. You notice leaves with little nibbles taken out of them. And you see the trails of other animals all around you, subtle and visible. You notice the tracks of a dog, and you notice the careful footsteps of a cat. And while the birds definitely likes you, they're not too fond of cats. You, however, are in no danger. You can look into their eyes if you want. Nothing will harm you, and everything will accept you. As a fairy, you are part of nature, seen as a protector, a light that flies around and offers warmth. You can almost understand the language of the birds. Cats meowing, dogs barking, the squeaks of mice. All of them a different language with different words, entirely unlike human speech. Speaking in abstracts and concepts rather than simple words. But you understand them with ease. You hear what they're saying and follow. The little disagreements, the searching for food, the curiosity of a smell. And scale has changed for you. You can easily look around and enjoy all the things from this small perspective. You feel free to explore at your leisure. Spaces you know, but haven't looked at quite this way. It's so relaxing because you know you are safe. You can go home, back to your mind and body anytime you want. It's perfectly safe. So right now you're just enjoying the adventure, the dream. It feels nice. Just before it is time to return, you fly up high. Just a quick overview of everything that is around you, both small and tall. It is strange to feel this tiny, but it's enriching to experience it. And as I count up, you can feel yourself being guided back to your body. And letting that difference of perception linger for a while longer. Looking through the eyes of a giant, of a small thing just being very high. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9. 10, wake, have fun.